Sister May wagged a reproving paw.
At one time, it was only you and Mr. Staghare who used to steal them. But those three birds, gracious me, you'd think we were growing strawberries just for their benefit. I watched them guzzle down a great load before carrying off as much as they could with them. Disgraceful.
Formal covered his eyes with a huge digging paw.
Her, sister, I was only a testing they berries. It were mainly young Matty Mayo and that Tim and Tess with their squirrel pal has scoffed most of them. Young rogers.
You're right, Formal.
John Churchmouse sniffed.
I only wish they were still here to do it. I, for one, wouldn't grudge them the odd strawberry from the patch.
There were murmurs of agreement from all. Little Sister May blew her nose loudly.
Well, talk like this isn't getting many dishes washed. I've got an idea. Suppose we gather the ripest strawberries and sprinkle them with some sort of knockout drops. Then we could put them in one place in the orchard and lie in wait with the nets.
Sister May, I'm shocked and surprised at you.
Abbot Mordalfus shook his head in amazement.
What a good idea. But I'm not sure we know enough about knockout drops. That's the sort of thing the masked fox used on us. You can look to villains for that sort of thing. But we are only simple abbey dwellers.
Leave it to me, Father Abbot.
Little Sister May smiled sweetly.
I have enough herbs, berries and roots in my infirmary cupboard to lay a horse out flat. Oh, it will be exciting. I've always wanted to try my paw at knockout dropping.
Formal tugged his snout in admiration.
You're my proper little fiend and no mistake, ma'am. I'll escort you up to infirmary to pick up your potions and such like.
Ambrose Spike crooked a paw at the abbot.
Follow me. I've got your big net stowed away in my cellars.
Mobilised by fresh hope, the abbey dwellers went about their tasks. Up in the roof spaces, Cornflower rocked the sleeping baby Rollo upon her lap as she and Mrs. Churchmouse conversed in hushed tones.
Look, bless him. He's snoring away like my Matty Mayo used to when he was a baby,
she said, becoming sad.
I don't think there's a moment of one day since Matty Mayo's been gone when I haven't thought of him. First I worry, then I tell myself it'll be all right because Matthias will have probably found him. Then I go back to worrying, then I tell myself he may have escaped. Oh, Mrs. Churchmouse, if only they were all babies again like Rollo.
Aye, those were the best times. My Tim and Tess were a right pair of little scallywags, I can tell you. Mr. Churchmouse and I never got a wink sleep that first season they were born. All they wanted to do was play the whole night long. Do you suppose that the raven will really have us thrown from the roof?
Asked Mrs. Churchmouse apprehensively.
He'll do what he has to, Mrs. Churchmouse. I'm afraid of him, but I don't care what happens as long as that horrible bird doesn't get Redwall. That would be the end.
The Churchmouse stroked baby Rollo. He had stopped snoring and started sucking his paw.
What hope is there for this poor little mite? No mummy and a prisoner too,
she wondered. Cornflower sighed. The roof space was dark and chilly with night drafts sweeping in under the eaves. All around them, the blackbirds perched in the rafters, and it was difficult to tell whether they were awake or sleeping. She wondered where Matthias was and what he would be doing at this moment. Thinking of her husband, the Red Wall Warrior, gave her courage again.
Don't you fret, Mrs. Churchmouse. Our friends in the abbey will have made plans to free us, you'll see. Let's try and get a bit of sleep. Here, we'll share my old shawl.
Clouds scudded across the moon on their way across the night sky, while a million stars twinkled over the gently swaying forest.